and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Although announcements from Washington continue to signal a return toward emphasizing fossil fuel investments, a small and conservative southern state continues to grow its investment in renewable energy. Brett Sowers is with Southern Current in Charleston, South Carolina, the company that recently announced a $10 million solar energy project in Orangeburg County. Today, Brett is in our studio. Brett, welcome.
Thank you, Mike.
Share with us, first of all, how your company got started and what you guys do.
Southern Current got started about 8 years ago in the residential solar industry, putting solar panels on households. This was before there was active legislation or really a lot of the declining costs of solar. Since then, we've grown into being a southeastern leader in residential, commercial, and utility-scale solar farm development. Not only in South Carolina, but in many southeastern states.
Tell us about the project in Orangeburg County.
Sure. That facility is, imagine 60 acres of nice flat property filled up with solar panels. Our hopes is to bring it online in the next year or so, selling that power back into the electricity grid in South Carolina.
And this is one of several that have been announced for South Carolina over the past couple of years. Where is the money coming from to pay for these?
Sure. So this is private investment dollars. Solar facilities, the technology cost has declined over the years. The technology's gotten better in its efficiency. And there's more demand for clean, renewable resources. So there is an investment community now that is tailoring a lot of their investments towards renewable energy. And solar being one of the most rapidly deployed renewable energy resources today. So the money is coming from traditional investor-type companies looking for the same types of returns that they do in the market.
And how are their returns achieved?
By the sale of electricity. In South Carolina, you have to be a utility to sell the electricity to a customer. So these solar farms are generating electricity and selling the energy back to a utility. So in Orangeburg, it's going to be SCE&G under a long-term, low-cost committed contract.
Now, has recent legislation played a part in the growth of these solar farms?
It has. In 2014, the legislature passed Act 236, which required the utilities to start putting together programs to incentivize solar development, not only for solar farms, but for residential homeowners and commercial and industrial customers. The solar farm in Orangeburg, though, is unique in that now that this legislation has been passed that kind of spurred the growth, these projects are standalone projects that are outside of the existing programs that the utilities are deploying. But there is some other legislation that is vital to ensuring that the industry is given a chance to provide low-cost energy to ratepayers.
What would that legislation be?
The legislation that's going through currently this session is a tax cut on the personal property taxes for solar facilities. Why that's important is solar facilities are very capital-intensive assets. Our tax structure in the state of South Carolina doesn't really contemplate solar technology. That's no different than many other states that haven't had solar before. You rarely read through the code of laws or any tax structures, and solar is not mentioned. And so what this bill does is clarifies that solar is a technology, is an industry, and provides some tax guidance as to how it should be taxed from a local level in regards to property taxes.
Are there any concerns in your industry that you're hearing or in the renewable energy industry overall regarding what is happening in Washington and their endeavors toward reviving fossil fuels?
There is. With the change of administration, the solar industry, the renewable energy industry, I think it sent some shockwaves through, and many individuals and companies were very concerned and still are, and rightfully so. However, I think that there's a lot of positive benefits that if our current president looks into what the industry has done in the last several years, you're going to find thousands of jobs. You're going to find lower electricity costs. You're going to find availability and choice for customers as to where their electricity comes from. So I think there's a lot of benefits that is hard to ignore. and would be difficult for any administration to say that the renewable energy industry, specifically the solar industry, doesn't have a place in the U.S.
Brett, thank you so much for visiting our studio today.
Thank you, Mike.
Brett Sowers is Vice President for Development and Strategy with Southern Current, based in Charleston. And we will have a link to their company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.